So these estuarine sediments then are deposited quite recently in the Holocene. So at the conference I went to down in Melbourne, they've now said that we've moved out of the Holocene. We're now moved into something called the Anthropocene. Because we're stuffing up the planet so well, they've decided that they're going to look at renaming this thing. So there's a major international body that are looking at it, and they're pretty convinced that the signs are that we've actually moved into a different period. So this is when these acid sulfate soil deposits are put down, most of them. A few of them are a bit older, in the tertiary period. The state departments then, they've got the maps that use geomorphological data to indicate where these acid sulfate soils are likely to be. You have to be wary. If you're just looking at a coastal area, you can't assume it's going to be an acid sulfate soil site, even if you do measure quite low pH in drainage waters. Sufficient humic matter, we now know those are humic and fulvic acids. If you've got enough of it, it can lower the pH of the water down to 4.5 to 5.5. But this is not an indication of the ability for that pH to keep dropping, which is what you get in acid sulfate soils environments.